Very good. Welcome to everyone. And special welcome to Jason and Odin. I'm not sure who you are. We're glad you're here. And we're just going to pray that the Lord will help us today.
Go ahead. 欢迎大家，特别欢迎Jason和Odin。 我们虽然不知道你们长什么样，但是我们会为你们祷告。
I just got a little bit of a voice problem today. I usually have some sort of problem in my voice. I do today. So I'm just going to keep going and hopefully you'll be able to understand. Let's pray now and then we'll study. In Hebrews chapter 12.
我们现在祷告，然后我们开始学习希伯来书第十二章。
Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们要感谢您的美善。
We thank you for your grace today. We've had a good lunch, and here we are to learn more about the truth of God.
我们感谢您的恩典，由于您的恩典，我们有一个好的午餐，然后我们可以来到学习神的真理。
Speak to us, we pray. Strengthen us in order to carry on the work of God. And so help us as we study now, we ask in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also pray for Julie's nephews. They need the Lord. Their attitude, Lord, just seems to be a little bit independent. And they need to realize that life is not independence, it's dependence on the Lord.
因为他们现在的态度呢，看起来有点像独立，所以呢，我们不需要独立的人，是我们要完全的依靠主。We
pray that somehow you will teach them, Lord, among all the other things, they and their family need to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord and He wants to save them. Lord, we pray that each one will turn and accept Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
所以主啊，求你教导他们，帮助他们和他们的家人，让他们知道主耶稣基督才是唯一的主。每一个人都需要主耶稣基督，让每个人都转向信主耶稣基督。And
again, in Jesus' name we pray.
我们再次奉主耶稣基督名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome again. Good to see everyone this afternoon. We were studying in Hebrews chapter 12.
再一次欢迎大家，非常高兴今天下午看见大家。我们开始学希伯来书第十二章。
The question is a simple question.
问题是一个非常简单的问题。
When God speaks, do you listen?
当神讲话的时候，你在听吗？
Now that's been the problem all the way down from the beginning, hasn't it?
所以这些问题呢，从最开始就一直存在，是不是？
You remember the story of Adam and Eve. God spoke, and then the serpent spoke, and Eve said, I believe the serpent, and I don't believe God.
所以你们记得最开始的那个故事，亚当夏娃。 然后神跟他们讲话，然后那个蛇呢，古蛇也跟他们讲话，但他们就没有听神的，听那古蛇的。Well,
frankly, that's dumb.
坦率地说，这非常愚蠢。Why
would you believe a talking snake rather than God?
为什么你宁愿去听一个讲话的蛇，而不听神的？Then
there's the story of Cain and Abel. And Abel believed God, and Cain said, no, I don't believe you, God. I think you'd like some cabbage. And so he brought him some cabbage.
因为就是还有一个故事，就亚伯和该隐的。亚伯听了神的话，但是该隐呢，岂不听神的话？该隐说：“我不想听神的，我要把地里的一些包菜带来献给神。”
And you and I read that story, and we say, "Cain, give your head a shake. Listen to God and do what He says."
因为我们就是说呢，我们听到这个故事，我们就该隐说呢。该隐，你去点头听神说的话，神要你做什么你就做什么。
And that's basically the story of every other story in the Bible, isn't it?
基本上就是一个基本上的基础的故事，在圣经里所有的故事中间，是不是？
Who are you going to believe?
你应该相信谁呢？
And so, last week I think we studied in Hebrews chapter 12 about the children of Israel in Moses' day.
上个星期我们学的希伯来书里呢，第十二章是关于当时的以色列人在摩西那个年代。
God said in Moses' day, I want you to listen to me. I want you to pay attention.
所以神在跟摩西说呢，我要你们听我的，你们要引起你们的注意。
So God said to them, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come down and speak to you, but when I do, I want you to listen, and I'm going to warn you ahead of time that you should listen to me.
所以呢，神说呢，这就是我要做的，我要下来，我要跟你们说话。我们跟你们说话的时候呢，你要引起你的注意，你要听，我要提前警告你，我说话的时候你们要听。
So he said to them, in 3 days, I'm going to speak to you. So in 3 days, I want you to go out and stand at the base of the mountain. Don't get close to it. Stand far back. I will speak to you.
所以呢，他跟他说呢，神跟他们说呢，我要跟你们讲话。讲话的时候在三天，我要跟你讲三天，然后三天之内你们要在那个山脚下聚起来，但是不要靠近那个山的我说话的时候。
And so verse 18, we'll just read what it was that God did then.
第十八节呢就告诉我们当时神在他们身上行了什么。
He said, now God spoke to them, but he speaks to you in a better way.
所以呢，他们说呢，在神在跟你们讲话，但是神跟你们讲话是一个更好的方式跟你们讲。
Verse 18, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm.
第十八节说，你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰密云，黑暗暴风。
You have not come to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words, so that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them.
你不是来那脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的，都求不要再向他们说话。
Because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned.
第二十节说，因为他们当不起所命他们的话。说靠近这山的，即便是走兽，也用石头打死。
The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear."
第二十一节所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说：“我甚是恐惧战惊。”
Okay, if you'd been there and God started to speak, would you listen?
所以，如果你当时在那里，神开始讲话，你会听吗？
Yeah, you'd say that's pretty impressive. I think I would listen. I think God is saying, I want you to listen to me.
所以我认为呢，你说，我是认为那个都是让极其引起人注意的，所以我会听。所以神讲话的时候，我应该去听。
But now the writer to the Hebrews says, verse 22, I've got a better reason for you to listen.
所以然后希伯来书的作者呢，在第二十二节说呢，我有一个更好的原因让你们来听。
You have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. You've come to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You've come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks better words than the blood of Abel.
你们乃是来自锡安山永生城的诚意，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有民怒在天上，诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成千之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣，以及所撒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
So God says, I'm going to speak. I can speak to you either through the way I spoke to Moses and the people in his day, or I can speak to you the way Jesus spoke to you. Which would you rather?
所以呢，神说呢，现在我要对你们讲话，或者是说呢，用那个当时对摩西那个年代对以色列人说话的那种方式去跟你们说，或者是说由主耶稣基督来跟你们说话的那种方式去说，你宁愿要哪一种呢？
You say, if God is going to speak to me, I'd rather he spoke to me through Jesus than the way he spoke when Moses was listening to him from the mountain.
所以你会说呢，如果 神要跟我讲话，我宁愿神通过主耶稣基督跟我讲话，而不是神在那个摩西的时代，在山脚下跟以色列人说话的那种方式跟我来说。So
the conclusion is verse 25, see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks.
所以第二个五节呢，做了一个结论，所以你们总要谨慎，不可气节那向你们说话的。
Question is simple. God says, how can I get your attention?
问题呢,是非常简单。神说呢,我怎么样才能引起你们的注意呢?
And sometimes mommy has to say to Johnny, Johnny, listen to me. I'm speaking to you.
有时候妈妈呢,必须对Johnny说,Johnny,你听好了,我现在跟你说话。
God is speaking. Most people in the world are saying, I don't care. I'm not going to listen. I wouldn't worry about him anyway. I'm going to do my own thing. God says, hang on a minute. Listen to me.
所以呢，神对整个世人说话，世界上很多人说呢，我不关心神说什么，也不要我，我也不管他说什么，所以呢，我也不想听。所以神说，你引起注意，我是跟你在说话，所以你要听我说。
Why do we come to a Bible study on Tuesday afternoon?
我们为什么在星期二下午来参加这个圣经学习呢？
Because we say, if God's going to speak, I want to listen.
因为我们说呢，神要讲话，所以我要想要去听。
If there were 100 people, and God started to speak, and 99 of them walked away, and one stayed to listen to him, who do you think he'd pay attention to?
所以呢，有100个人，然后神跟这100个人说话。 当神开始说话的时候，那99个人离开了。那么说呢？你认为神的注意力在神身上？
That's a whole issue of Hebrews. The issue is God has spoken. Will you listen, or are you going to go with all the rest of them and walk away?
因为这就是整个那个希伯来书的问题。当时就说呢，神在说话，你准备听吗？你还是转身就走？
Now, just to complete or to emphasize more, the writer says, verse 25, if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth. How much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven?
所以25节的后半部分呢，他继续解释说，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
God spoke in the days of the prophets, one prophet after another, and people rejected and rejected, and God punished them for rejecting.
所以呢，在那个先知的那些年代呢，神通过一个一个的先知去说话，跟他们讲话，然后他们一遍一遍的拒绝，神因为他们一遍一遍的拒绝，就惩罚他们。
Much less will we escape if we refuse Jesus who's talking to us now from heaven.
所以呢，就是说呢，如果说我们拒绝了，但是呢，主耶稣基督现在是在天堂里跟我们说话。
Verse 26 says, at that time, God's voice shook the earth. But now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.
第二六节说呢，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
Is God going to speak? Yep.
神准备说话吗？是的。
Is he going to speak clearly? Yep.
神会把话讲得很清楚吗？当然。
What do? We listen to him while he's speaking in a quiet voice, because at one point he's going to shake the very heavens.
所以呢，就是说呢，当神说话的时候呢，我们要准备怎么做呢？我们要准备怎么去听呢？因为如果神安静的说话，我们不听，他会用一种震动天地的方式来跟你说。
All right, turn over to the book of Revelation, chapter 6.
我们可以翻到启示录的第六章。
A lot of people on the earth are not going to worry too much about God.
在这当今世界，很多人呢，他们并不关心有没有神。
They wouldn't believe him when he was preaching through his preachers, through the Bible. And so he says, all right, we'll do a few other things.
所以当神呢，通过那些人来。 讲道的来跟人说话的时候，或者说是通过圣经来跟人讲话的时候呢，人不听，那么神就说我要，你既然你不听，我要做点别的事儿。
He says he's going to take all the people in the church to heaven.
所以呢，他说他会把教会里所有的人都提到天堂去。
It's going to be the rapture of the church, but people won't pay attention.
这个就是当时教会被提，但是人呢，并没有引起人的注意。
And then in the first verses of chapter 6, he's going to send four horsemen who will do terrible things on the earth.
所以呢，在第六章第一节里，他说他会讲，送四个猴来把一些事降到地球上。
Then in verse 12, God is going to keep on speaking. Listen to what he's going to do.
所以在第十二节里，那个神要继续讲话，你要看一下神准备做些什么在这里。
John says, I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat's hair. And the whole moon turned blood red.
第十二节讲呢，约翰，这个是使徒约翰，看见，我看揭开第六眼的时候，我又看见大地震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。
And the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind.
第十三节说，天上的星辰坠落一地，如同无花果树被大风摇动，落下未熟的果子一样。
The sky receded like a scroll rolling up. Every mountain and island was removed from its place.
就是说天就挪移，好像书卷被卷起来，山岭海岛都被挪移离开本位。
What do you think happened?
你认为发生了什么？
The people listened. You'd be pretty scared if that happened tomorrow, wouldn't you?
因为人们都听到了。如果说是你明天会发生那样的事情，你是不是会很害怕？
You wake up in the morning and the sun is black.
你早上醒来，那个太阳变黑了。
You wake up and you look and there's a moon out there and it's red.
你看见天上有一个月亮，那个月亮是红的。
Okay, and the stars are falling. All kinds of shooting stars hitting the earth, probably one near you.
现在那个星星呢，开始往下坠落，就像所有的流星都往地球上，就有可能一颗流星就是落在你旁边。
What would you say?
你会说什么?
You'd say, well, I think I'll have another cup of coffee. Ha, da, 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 da.
你会说我还要再喝一杯咖啡吗? Da, 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 da.
No, you're not going to do that.
因为你不会那么去做。
What happens, verse 15?
所以第十五节发生了什么?
Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, every slave, every free man, hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains.
第十五节说，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、战士和一切为奴的，自主的都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
They ran into hiding wherever they could. Verse 16. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, they said, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
第十六节说，向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
Why? For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?
为什么要这样？第十七节，因为他们的愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
When God speaks, you listen. Why? Because if you don't listen, you're going to wish you had listened.
所以呢，当神说话的时候呢，你要听。因为什么呢？因为你不听呢，你会希望你的大脑会去听。
God says, I can get your attention, you know.
神说会，我会引起你的注意，你知道吗？
You can run away and pretend everything's fine.
你可以跑了，然后说假装没事。
But God says, I've written the book of Hebrews so that you will listen.
所以神说我呢，写了一本书叫希伯来书，所以你
Verse 26, back to Hebrews 12, verse 26. At that time, God's voice shook the earth, but now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens.
第二十六节说，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。The
words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
第二十七节说，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去。
God says, I'm going to shake the earth. There's going to be a great earthquake.
神说我要震动地，那有一个大的地震。Then
he says, but I'm going to shake the heavens too.
然后神说我可以震动天。
But I'm going to do that not many times more, just once more.
因为他说神说我准备做那样去做呢，并不是说要做很多次，就只做一次。
He said, I'm going to shake once more so that when I finish shaking, what remains will be there forever.
所以呢，神说呢，我要再一次那个震动，震动以后呢，那么留下来的就会永远留下来。
Okay, question is, would it be worth paying attention to God when he speaks?
问题是呢，如果神在说话的时候，你会注意去听吗？
Yeah, you say, that's right, I want to listen, he's going to speak, I want to listen.
你说是，神要讲话的时候，我想要听。
Okay. And so, verse 28 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
28节说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩照神所喜悦的。 用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Is it important?
这个是不是很重要呢？
Yes, God says. You're in a position, I'm in a position, where today we can choose, but there will come a time when things will be set permanently. And we won't be able to choose anymore.
所以呢，神说呢是重要的。所以呢，今天呢，神在一个位置上，我们也在一个位置上。你们在这个位置上呢，今天的位置是你可以去选择的。所以到某一天呢，当你去定了以后呢，哎，你就没有选择的余地了。
Remember now, the rich man went to hell. When he got there, he said, I don't like it here. Would you please send Lazarus to make my stay here a little more comfortable?
你们大家记得那一个有钱人，当他到地狱里以后呢，他说呢，他不喜欢地狱，所以呢，他就请求他们把拉撒路派出去，派出去跟别的人讲话，让他们不要再到这里来。
How bad was it?
这个地狱有多糟糕呢?
So bad, he said, I'd like just one drop of water would be better than what I've got.
因为那个糟糕到如此之程度，那个有钱人说呢，我只希望有一滴水滴在我的嘴里，这样我就满足。Abraham
says, too late. There's nothing to be done now. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't listen. And the rich man says, well, if somebody rose from the dead, then I would have listened.
亚伯拉罕就跟他说呢，太晚了，因为我神一直跟你讲，一直讲，你不听。所以那个有钱人说呢，那如果说有些人，有一个人从死里复活，我就愿意听。Abraham
said, they've got Moses, they've got the prophets in the Bible. They won't even listen if someone rises from the dead.
所以呢，他亚伯拉罕说呢，他们都有圣经，他们都有先知，所以他们讲的话，圣经里讲话他们不听。就算一个人从死里复活，他们愿意听吗？Okay,
so the question is it important to listen?
所以现在问题是呢，去听是不是很重要呢？
Why do we read the Bible? We want to listen to God.
为什么要读圣经呢? 因为我们要向天神说话。
Why do we come to meetings on Zoom?
为什么参加这个Zoom上的这个会议?
We want to listen to God. We acknowledge it's important.
我们也要听神的话, 因为我们知道这是非常重要的。
Verse 25 again, see to it that you do not refuse him when he speaks.
所以呢，第二十五节说呢，这样呢，就是说你们当神说话的时候，你们就不会不听。
My friend went to see his boss.
所以他的朋友去见他的老板。
His boss said to him, I want you to rewrite that letter, and I want you to say this.
所以他的老板跟他说，我要你把这封信重新写一遍，我要你这么写。
My friend rewrote the letter, but he just didn't say exactly this. He just changed the words a bit. And,
所以呢，他的朋友就开始写那封信，但是呢，他不是说完全照着他老板的话写的，他只是说他改变了一点。
His boss called him into his office afterwards and said to him, I told you to say this. But you didn't listen. You changed my words. Now he said, you go back and you write that letter the way I told you to write it, or I'm going to fire you.
所以呢，在那以后呢，他的老板就把他叫进去，说呢，我告诉你要这么这么写，但是你没有照我的话写，你没有听，你写的呢不是我说的。所以呢，你马上去改变，你马上把这封信改了，照着我的原话一字不落的写下来，否则的话我就要草你的鱿鱼。
My friend said to me, I learned that I had to listen.
所以他的朋友告诉他说，我已经学会了要去倾听。
Okay, that's what it's all about. We must listen.
所以这就是所有的，我们必须要去听。
Two reasons why we listen. Verse 28, we're going to receive an eternal kingdom.
所以呢，有两个原因我们要听。第二十八节说呢，我们要得到那个永恒的国。
If we don't listen, we'll find out that our God is a consuming fire.
所以呢，如果我们不去听的话，我们就会发现我们的神是烧灭的烈火。
Okay, that was the big problem with the Hebrews. They just wouldn't listen.
这就是以色列人当希伯来人当时的大问题，他们不听。
Okay, so that's the end of that theme.
所以这个就是这个主题的结束。
And the Spirit of God now goes on to the people who do listen, who will listen.
所以神的圣灵呢，现在转向那些听的人，他们真的愿意去听的。
And he says, verse 13, or chapter 13, keep on loving each other as brothers.
所以在希伯来书第十三章第一节说，你们务要常存弟兄相爱的心。
Okay, you listen and you accept Jesus as your Savior, you become part of the family of God, and then you start loving one another as brothers.
所以呢，你听神的话，然后你接受主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，你就会成为神的家里的一员，然后你就会互相爱，就像弟兄之间爱一样。
Okay, so who are you people?
你们这些人是谁呢?
Well, the answer is, you're my friends.
所以答案是你们是我的朋友。
You're my brothers and my sisters.
你是我的弟兄姊妹。
You're part of the family.
你是家里的成员。
And frankly, I love you.
坦率地说我爱你们。
And I look at each one and I say, Lord, this is so wonderful. These are your children and they've come to hear you. And by God's grace, I love them.
所以呢，我就看着你们每一个人，我说主啊，这个是太美了。这都是您的孩子，他们来到这里听您的话，所以藉着神的恩典，我爱你们。
Okay, now, It's easy to love those of you on Zoom because I know you, more or less.
所以呢，我很容易去爱你们，就所有出现在这个Zoom meeting上的人，因为我了解你们一点点。
But the verse goes on, verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers. For by doing so, some people have entertained angels without even knowing it.
所以第二节继续说，不可忘记用爱心接待客礼，因为曾有接待客礼，不知不觉就接待了天使。
So what do? I say, well, I don't mind loving you. I know you. That's easy for me to know you.
所以呢，我怎么说呢？我说我爱你们是因为我认识你们，所以呢，这很容易去爱你们。
But along comes someone that I don't know.
但是有些人呢，我就不认识。
And they may be recommended to me, they may not, but the question is, how am I going to treat them?
所以呢，这些人呢，也可能有人介绍来，可能没人介绍来，问题是我怎么对待他们呢？
And I could say, well, after I get to know them a while, then I'll begin to like them. And after a while, I might even love them.
那我会说呢，过一段时间，等我认识、了解他们更多了，我就可能开始喜欢他们了，可能开始喜欢他们，然后呢，再可以去爱他们了。
And the writer says, no, you go beyond that. You reach out in love to even strangers. Because some of those strangers might even be angels.
所以呢，这个希伯来书作者说呢，哦，你不要那么去想，你就要去接待那些陌生人客礼，你要去爱他们，因为有可能这些陌生人和客礼就是天使。
And then he says, I want you to go beyond that. He says, remember those in prison, as if you were fellow prisoners with them, and those who are mistreating you as if you yourselves were suffering.
第三节继续说，你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
So what do you think about the people in the Ukraine?
所以你怎么去看现在在乌克兰的那些人？
You remember them and you pray for them. You say, Lord, some of them there are lovely Christians and they're suffering terribly. Lord, would you please help them?
所以你要纪念他们，要为他们祷告。你比如说主啊，这现在在乌克兰的人呢，他们有些人呢是很好的基督徒，他们现在在受苦难，求您帮助他们。
And some of you know people, maybe in China or elsewhere, who are suffering. And you say, Lord, I've got relatives, I've got friends, they're suffering. And you pray for them and you treat them as if you were suffering with them.
所以呢，实际上呢，你也会说呢，主啊，我在中国有些亲戚朋友，他们现在也在受苦害，所以求您呢。 也去帮助他们，就像，你跟在他们受苦害的时候，求您跟他们在一起。
Why now? Why does he tell us this? Because it's easy for us when we live a protected Christian life to forget others and just live for ourselves.
所以为什么神在这里要这么说呢？他这么说的目的呢，就是因为我们在生活在一个受保护的基督徒的人生，所以我们是被保护，没有受伤害。如果他不跟我们讲，我们可能就会忘记那些没有受到保护、已经在受到伤害的那些基督徒。
All right, the next line is verse 4. Marriage should be honored by all. And the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
第四节说，婚姻人人都当尊重，常也不可污秽， 因为苟合行淫的人，神必审判。
Why is that here?
为什么这里有这句话呢？
Well, the fact is that when you become a Christian, things go really well, and it's easy for you, verses 1 to 3, to forget other people and live for yourself.
所以呢，这个原因呢，就是说呢，当你成为基督徒以后呢，你的一切都变好了以后，你会就像一到三节里讲，你很会忘记那些受苦的人，然后你就只为自己活着。
And it's easy for a Christian even to forget God's restraint on moral activity. And it's easy for Christians to get sidetracked, get tempted into evil relationships. Don't do it.
所以呢，就算是基督徒，也是非常容易的去行那些淫乱。就不受婚姻的约束，去为被那些淫乱所吸引，所以不要那么去做。
And then the third big warning, verse 5. Keep yourselves free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
第五节呢，就是第四个警告，你们诚心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Three big temptations for the Christian. Number one, not to love. Number two, sexual immorality. Number three, love of money.
所以对基督徒来说呢，有三个极大的诱惑，第一个是不爱弟兄，第二个是行淫乱，第三个是爱钱财。
God says, listen to me. Don't be like those Hebrews who wouldn't listen. Don't be like the people in the world who wouldn't listen. You listen, but rememberHaving listened, having trusted the Lord as Savior, number one, keep loving your brothers and sisters. Number two, keep yourself pure. Number three, don't trust money. Trust God.
所以神说呢，你们要听我的，听我说，不要去像其他的希伯来人和世界上这些人来说不听我的。你要做一个基督徒，做一个基督徒的话呢，首先你要遵循这三点。第一点呢，就是要爱你的弟兄；第二点呢，就要保持纯洁；第三点呢，就是不要相信钱财，要相信神。
Why don't you love money? Because money comes, but money can go.
所以呢，你为什么不能爱钱财呢？因为钱财它可以失去的。
I met a man once.Who said, I used to be rich, and now I'm poor. If you want to know the truth, it was more fun to be rich.
所以呢，有些我碰到一个人，他说呢，我曾经很有钱，现在我已经很穷了。所以你要知道，那个有钱并没有什么乐趣。
Very often, it's a love of money or a love of the Lord Jesus.
通常呢，是你爱钱财呢，还是爱主耶稣？
And money can leave you, but Jesus will never leave you. That's what it says. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you.
所以那个钱呢，你可能失去，但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，他在这些经文里说呢，我总不撇下你，总不丢弃你。
Okay, so verse 6 says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
第六节呢是这样讲的，所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样？
When I was a little boy, I used to get afraid.
当我一个小男孩的时候，我通常会害怕。
I'd run from where I was to my daddy.
所以呢，我害怕的地方呢，我就尽快地跑到我爸爸那里去。
My daddy would reach out and hold my hand, and I wasn't afraid anymore.
所以我爸爸呢就会伸出手握住我的手，然后我就不再害怕了。
And I would say, doesn't matter what happens, my daddy's holding my hand, and he will look after me.
所以呢，我就说呢，不管发生什么事情，我的爸爸已经拉住了我的手，他会保护我的。
Now that's the way we are in the world. We keep running to the Lord Jesus, and we say, I'm not afraid what he might do. I'm not afraid of them. Jesus will help me. The Lord is my helper.
所以呢，这就是我们在世界上所要做的事情。我们一直跑向我们的主耶稣基督，因为说呢，我这是世上的事，我不再害怕了，因为这句经文里讲的主是帮助我的。
All right, now the counsel from the Lord to the people who listen to the Lord Jesus and follow him continues in verse 7.
所以呢，这个对那些听主的话，跟随主耶稣基督人给他们这样的引导是这样的。
He says, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
所以呢，第七节说呢，从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
So you watch the people of God around you, and you respect those who led you to the Lord and teach you and help you. You respect them all highly.
所以呢，你看一下你周围的那些属神的人，你要去尊重那些引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你要极其的尊重他们。
And what you do is you try to imitate their faith.
所以你要怎么去做呢？你要试图去效法他们的信心。
So when I was a boy, when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s, people used to say to me, what are you going to do when you grow up?
所以当我还是个小男孩的时候，我是个青少年的时候，我二十多岁的时候，人们通常会问我，你长大了以后你会做什么呢？
They would say, who do you want to be like?
他们会说，你会想像谁呢？
Who do you admire?
谁是你尊重的？
And the answer was very simple.
答案是非常简单的。
I used to say, well, I would like to be like the men that I know at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，我就说呢，我想像一个在我们十六届福音教会里的那个人呢。
They were all good men.
他们都是很好的人。
They weren't all university professors. None of them were.
所以呢，他们也不是也没去大学，他们也不是大学教授，中间没有人是。
They weren't all rich, very few of them were.
他们呢，也很少有人非常富有。
They weren't all great in the eyes of the world.
他们在世人的眼里也不伟大。
But they were all God's sons, and I said, I choose to imitate them.
所以呢，他们所有的十六届教会那些人呢，都是神的儿子，所以我选择效法他们。
Who do you want to be like?
你想要像谁呢？
It's a big question, isn't it?
这是一个大的问题，是不是？
Okay, and I considered the people who taught me, and I say, they're the ones I want to be like.
现在我想了一下那些来教导我的人，我说那些人是我想要像的那样的人。
Many of them were businessmen.
所以他们中间很多人是做生意的。
And so I said, well, they're nice men. Maybe I should be a businessman too.
所以呢，他们说呢，我想他们都是很好的人，所以我想我也要成为一个生意人。
And so I went to work for a big company.
所以呢，他就去为一个非常大的公司工作。
And I thought that the man that I worked for in the big company would be good men, just like my father and his friends were good men.
所以呢，我认为呢，我为那个公司工作的那些人呢，都应该是一些好人。就像是跟我父亲一起工作的那些人都是好人一样。
I was very disappointed.
然后他非常失望。
Instead of those men being big men, many of those men were like the little bad boys that I knew down the street.
所以呢，他们那些人呢，并不是什么好人，他们就像那些在我在街上认识的那些坏孩子一样。
They hadn't grown up to be good because they hadn't received the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
他们长大了呢，也没成为好人，因为他们没有接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
Whose faith are you going to follow? I want to be like the men of God that I knew, not the big businessmen. Not the professors. I wanted to be like the humble men who knew God.
因为呢，你要想像谁的那样呢？我还想那些像那些属神的人那样的有信心。我不想像一个很成功的生意人，我也不想像一个大学的教授。我想像那个在神里面有极大的信心而且谦卑的人。
Now the next verse says, Jesus Christ, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
所以第八节说呢，耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。
And when I study the Bible, I often ask the question, why is that truth there?
所以当我学习圣经的时候，我经常会问自己一个问题，这样一个真理为什么会在这里呢？
It's a wonderful thing. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
是一个很美的事，因为主耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远都是一样。
Aren't you glad he never changes?
所以你会很高兴他从来不变吗？
Sometimes you speak to somebody,And you say, I don't think you're quite the same as I used to know 10, 20 years ago.
有时候你会跟一个人说呢，你跟我认识的你20年前认识你的那个人现在不一样了。
And the person says, yes, that's true. I'm quite different than I used to be.
所以那个人就会说，是是是，你讲的是真话，因为我和以前大不一样。
So what about Jesus?How has he changed in the last 1,000 years?
所以呢，那我们的主耶稣基督呢，在过去的几千年里，他改变了吗？
He hasn't changed at all.
一点都没变。
Is that good news or bad?
这是好消息还是坏消息？
Oh, you say that's marvelous. He's the same Jesus as he was when he healed the leper, when he gave sight to the blind, when he...fed the hungry when he calmed the storm. He's the same Jesus today.
你说这个太神奇了，他是那样一个耶稣基督，他当时呢，治好了大麻风病，治好了瞎眼，然后呢，喂饱了5000人，然后让风浪平静下来，所以这是一个很好的。
But the question is, why is this verse here?
所以问题是为什么这节经文在这里呢？
And the answer is this. If you imitate the men and women of God who've gone before you, you will find that Jesus will help you just as he helped them.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，如果你去效法那些在主里有信心的人呢，你就会发现主耶稣基督会像帮助他们那样来帮助你。
If Jesus was good to them, he'll be good to you. If he helped them in difficulty, he'll help you. If he answered their prayers, he'll answer your prayers. Jesus is just the same to you and to me and to every other Christian in the world. Well, frankly, that's good news.
坦率地说, 这是个好消息。
We don't have to say, well, it worked for me, it might not work for you.
我们不会说对我来说有用, 可能对你不一定有用。
Sometimes medicine is good for one person, another person has a bad reaction.
有时候呢, 那个药呢, 对一个人来说也很好, 但是对另外一个人来说呢, 可能有很糟糕的反应。
Sometimes when I go to the doctor, the doctor says, are you allergic to this? Are you allergic to that?
有时候我就看医生, 那个医生会跟我说, 你对这过敏吗? 你对那过敏吗?
And he says, I better not give you something you're allergic to.
对他说呢, 我最好不要给一些药你过敏的药。
Nobody is allergic to Jesus.
没有人对主耶稣基督过敏。
He's the same yesterday, today, and when's he going to stop being the same?
因为主耶稣基督昨日今日永远都是一样。
He's the same forever.
因为他是永远是一样。
They get excited about this?
你为此感到兴奋吗?
I told you, I don't know if I did. When my father was 79 years old, more or less, he said, I'm going to memorize the book of Hebrews.
所以他父亲在79岁或者是可能比那小一点的时候，他说我要背一下希伯来书。
Well, he didn't. He went to heaven instead, but he memorized the first few chapters.
因为他并没有完全背下来，他也去了天堂，但他确实背了前面的几章。
Why did he do that?
为什么要那么做呢?
Because the truth of Hebrews is so good.
因为在希伯来书的这样的真理是真的很好。
Because the Christ of Hebrews is so great, he said, I want to get it clear in my head so I can get it in my heart.
所以呢，实际上在那个希伯来书里面的那些主题是非常好的，所以他说我要先在大脑里记住，然后就走到我的心里去了。
All right, now the counsel goes on in verse 9. It says, don't be carried away by all kinds of strange teaching.
所以那个忠告呢，在第九节继续， 你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去。
You have noticed, and you will notice more, that there are many false teachers out there.
你会注意到更多的, 因为有很多的假教师在那里。
And the easiest thing is for you as new Christians to be carried away by some new strange teaching.
所以呢，作为一个新基督徒来说呢，非常容易的被那些新的奇怪的教导引偏了。
It goes on, verse 9 says, it's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods, which are of no value to those who eat them.
所以呢，第九节继续说，因为人心靠恩得坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上沾心的，从来没有得着益。
Have you ever noticed that many religions have as part of their religion what to eat.
所以呢，你有没有注意到呢？很多那些宗教，在他们的宗教的那一部分呢，就是说你要吃什么很重要。
Some religions say you must not eat this. Other religions say you must eat that.
有些宗教说呢，你不能吃这个；另外一些宗教说你一定要吃这个。
Some religions say you must not eat at this time in the year. Other religions say you must eat that at this time in the year. It's amazing. But many, many religions are built around the food that you put in your tummy.
实际上呢，这个呢，有些宗教说在一年的某一个时刻呢，你不能吃某些东西；那另外一些宗教说在一年的某些这个时候，你一定要吃这个东西。 所以很多宗教呢，你会发现呢，他们把那个吃到肚子里去的东西，放到很重要的位置。
Have you ever noticed that vegetarianism is a big deal in the world today?
你知道吗？因为今天在世界上极其流行的是那个素食主义者。
And a lot of people make that their religion.
所以很多人把那个素食当成了他们的宗教。
And a lot of Christians could say, well, maybe they're right. Maybe I shouldn't eat this or that.
所以很多基督徒说，他们有可能是对的，可能我不应该吃这，不应该吃那。
Okay, and this is what it says again, verse 9. Don't be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods, which are of no value to those who eat them.
所以第九节就是说，你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩得坚固才好的，并不是靠饮食，那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益。
Are the ceremonial foods that other religions eat, are those ceremonial foods going to benefit the people who eat or don't eat them?
那些很专注饮食的那些其他的宗教，这些他们所吃的东西或者他们不所吃的东西，对他们有益处吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不会有益处。
Don't be concerned so much about what you put into your tummy. You be concerned about what you put into your heart.
所以不要太专注什么吃到肚子里的东西，你要专注的是可以放在你心里的东西。
It's good, verse 9 says, it's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by food.
所以第九节说，因为人心靠恩典得坚固才是好的，并不是靠食物。
You fear the Lord. You pray, you try to live His word by His grace, you'll be strong.
所以呢，你从神那里听到呢，你听神的话，那就藉着神的恩典呢，你就会变得坚强。
You rely on the ceremonial foods, and you eat all according to the ceremony, you'll be weak.
所以呢，你如果说是只靠吃什么，吃这吃那，那么说呢，你就会变得非常的软弱。
And then verse 10 says something wonderful. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.
所以呢，第十节讲了一些很奇妙的东西。我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。
Remember now the Jewish people had ceremonial foods to eat.
所以大家记住，那个犹太人呢，他们有吃和不吃的东西。
And because God said that the foods were good, it is good to eat them. And I try to eat the food, the kind of food that God prescribed in the Old Testament.
所以呢，神说呢，因为这个食物是好的，给对你们来说是好的，所以我试图去。 吃那些在旧约里告诉我们对我们好的那样的食物。
And if I eat right, It may very well be that I might live a few weeks longer.
所以呢, 如果我吃的对了,可能我有可能多活几个星期。
But you see, we have an altar that the Hebrews couldn't eat at.
所以呢, 我们有一个祭坛, 这个祭坛上的祭物是那些希伯来人他们不能吃的。
We eat the truth of Jesus.
我们吃神, 我们吃主耶稣的真理。
Because we eat the truth of Jesus, we have his strength, we have his encouragement, we have his love. We eat of him.
因为我们吃了主耶稣基督，所以我们有他的力量，我们有他的勇气，我们有他的爱，所以我们吃主耶稣。
John chapter 4, we studied this morning.
所以在我们今天早上学的约翰福音第四章。
Jesus said, I can give you, lady, I can give you living water. You won't need water anymore. I'll give you living water. It'll be in you forever.
因为主耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇女说呢，我会给你一个活水，这个活水呢会在你内心存在，永恒的存在。
And when we eat of Jesus, when we drink of him, when we stay close to him and acknowledge that he is the vine and we're just branches to drink of his great grapes, we'll be strong. But if we follow ceremonial foods, we'll be in trouble.
因为如果我们那个吃主耶稣和主耶稣基督，我们就紧紧地靠着他，我们就是。 靠着主耶稣基督的一切，我们就会变得坚固强壮。但是我们如果去靠那些饮食的话呢，我们就有大麻烦。But
now verse 11 says the high priest carries the blood of animals into the holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp.
所以第11节说，原来。 牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被浇在营外，被烧在营外。Verse
12, and so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood.
第12节说，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。
So, an aside now, but some of you are part of the 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel Choir.
因为我看你们有些人呢，是我们16节福音教会那个合唱队的成员。
Some of you say, like to sing, and you come along on Sunday afternoons, and you join the choir. Very good, thank you.
所以你们有些呢喜欢唱歌的人呢，你们的星期天的下午来到16节教会呢，加入那个合唱队，非常好，谢谢你们。And
you may remember that there was a suggestion made, I think Wayne made the suggestion, that they might sing a particular hymn that I said we probably shouldn't sing.
所以呢，你们大家记住，那当时呢，那个。 那个王教授跟你们讲说，你们应该唱某某一个特定的歌，所以呢，我说呢，你可能不要唱那首歌。And
one of the reasons that I felt it was unwise to sing that song is that behind the song is a suggestion that our Lord Jesus Christ was killed inside the city of Jerusalem.
所以呢，我说呢，如果唱那首歌不明智的一个地方呢，就是因为那个歌的背后，就是它可能暗示着主耶稣基督是在耶路撒冷城内被杀的。But
this verse says Jesus suffered outside the city gate.
所以呢，这句经文告诉我们呢，主耶稣基督是在城门外受。
And so a song that says he suffered inside the gate would be wrong. But a song that says he suffered outside the gate would be right.
所以如果你唱一首歌的话呢，那是歌说他是在主在城内受苦呢，那是错的。如果他说在城门外受苦，那就是对的。And
so we want to teach you all the things that are precisely right. I don't want you to be encouraged to go in the direction that in any way might be wrong.
所以呢，我们教你们的呢，就是说呢，要精确的。 就是完完全全照着圣经呢，正准确的教导你们。我不想让你们呢，因为一些其他的那些奇怪的教导呢，被带偏了。So
that does become a problem. You know that I like to sing.
所以呢，这个呢就成为了一个问题。你知道我喜欢唱歌。And
there are some songs that are really good. They sound wonderful. But I never sing them.
所以呢，有些歌曲呢，听起来非常好听，而且也写得非常好，但是我就不唱。Beautiful
melodies.
很美的旋律.
Lovely to listen to.
听起来很好听.
Bad words.
所以那个词不好.
I don't want them. You don't want them. If the words aren't right, don't sing the song.
所以呢，我也不想唱那样子，你也不要唱那样子。如果那个歌词不对，不要唱那首歌。
I was, many years ago, I was driving the car, and I had the radio on, and I heard this beautiful music.
所以很多年前呢，他在开车的时候呢，他的那个收音机是开着的。
I thought, oh, that is lovely. So I listened to the words when it came on another time.
所以呢，哦，这个太美了。所以另外一个时间，当我听的时候呢，我就听去细听歌词。
I don't know if any of you know the music, but I'm going to tell you the words.
我不知道你们大家是不是都听过这首歌，但是我要告诉你。
The words say, please release me. I don't love you anymore.
所以那个歌词说求你放掉我，因为我不再爱你。
Okay, that's a song that glorifies divorce.
这首歌呢是为那个离婚唱赞美。
I said, turn it off. I don't want to hear that song. Beautiful music.
所以我说呢，我马上就把收音机关了。我不想听那首歌。Terrible words.
Get a piece with beautiful words and good music too. The words are more important than the music.
要把那首歌找到这样的歌，那个歌词也好，旋律也好。 但是那个歌词远比旋律要重要。And
so that's true. In matters theological of the church, you make sure you always sing what is perfectly correct.
所以呢，这就是在那个教会里，这是这样的逻辑，就是很合理的。所以你要确保你唱的是正确的歌。And
so sometimes there are songs even in our hymn books. That we look at again and we say, uh-oh, that line is not right.
所以有时候呢，就在我们的赞美诗的歌里呢，我们再次去细看的话，我们会说，哦哦，那一句不对。Many
years ago, I had lunch with a very good brother in Singapore.
很多年前呢，他在新加坡和一个弟兄呢。
And as we were eating lunch in his house, we began to discuss a theological issue. And one man said, "This is the truth of God."
其中一个人说呢, 这是神的真理。
And another man said, "No, this is the truth of God."
另外一个人说呢, 不对，这个才是神的真理。
And this man said, "But the Bible says this."
那个人说呢, 是圣经是这么说的。
And the other man said, "But the hymn that we sing says this."
另外一个人说呢, 但是我们唱的那首赞美诗是这样说的。
Where do you get your theology? From the Bible or the hymn book?
你从哪里得到你的神学知识呢? 是从圣经呢, 还是从赞美诗里?
The Bible is always right. The hymn book might be wrong.
所以呢, 圣经呢, 总是正确的, 但是赞美诗呢, 有可能是错的。
All right, where did Jesus suffer?
你主在哪里受苦呢?
Outside the city. When he was crucified, outside the city. They led him out of the city to Calvary, and Calvary was just outside the city gate.
所以呢，主耶稣基督在哪里受苦呢？ 他是在城门外， 他是在那个俄哥塔山上。 俄哥塔山呢， 当时是正是在耶路撒冷的城门之外。
Now verse 13, let us then go forth to him outside the camp bearing the disgrace he bore.
第三节说这样,我们也当出到营外,救了他去,忍受他所受的凌辱。
Okay, the Hebrew Christian... The Hebrew Christian got into lots of trouble when he met the other Hebrews.
所以呢，基督，希伯来基督徒呢，当他碰到那呢，其他的希伯来人的时候，他们通常有很多麻烦。
Remember, the priests killed him.
大家记住呢，祭司呢，杀了他。
And so if a Hebrew were to go back to the temple, to the priest didn't love Jesus, they had killed Jesus.
所以呢，如果一个基督徒，希伯来基督徒回到那些圣殿里去，回到祭司那里去，一个碰到那个祭司，他不爱主耶稣基督，把主耶稣基督杀了那个人。
But the Hebrew said, "I don't want to leave the temple. I don't want to leave the priesthood. I don't want to leave my friends. That's where my life is. I want to be there, and they want me there."
所以呢，实际上有些那个希伯来人说呢，我不想离开祭司，我不想离开圣殿，我不想离开那些我的朋友，我们所有的人生，我所有的朋友都在那里。
But then he says, "I must follow Jesus." And they killed Jesus, so I'm probably going to have to be separated from them.
然后呢，那个基督徒就说呢，他们把主耶稣基督杀了，所以我要跟随主耶稣基督，我要和他们分离，我要离开他们。
And just as Jesus suffered outside the gate of the city, so I will go to him. Outside the gate of the city, I will bear his reproach.
所以呢，实际上呢，他就说呢，就像主耶稣基督在城门外受苦，所以我也要到城门外去，我要去城门外去忍受主耶稣基督的凌辱。
Was it easy for a Hebrew to become a Christian?
对一个基督的希伯来人来说，成为基督徒很容易吗？
No, he had to go outside the city. He had to leave the priesthood and the temple just as Jesus did.
所以呢，这不容易，因为他必须离开圣殿，离开那个祭司，然后出到城门外，就像主耶稣基督所做的一样。
Verse 14, for here we do not have an enduring city, but we're looking for the city that is to come.
第四节说，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
Okay, they said their religion was in their city, was in the temple with the priesthood, but the priests killed the Lord Jesus, and so instead of going back into the temple, they went out to Jesus outside the camp, bearing his reproach.
因为他们说那地基督徒呢，他们当时呢说是他们不是去回到那个城内，回到圣殿，回到那些把主耶稣基督杀了的祭司那里去。他们相反，他们是出到城外，出到城外呢就跟着主耶稣基督去，受主耶稣基督那样的凌辱。
They left and lost the old city, but they're going to a new city whose builder and maker is God. That's a marvelous thing.
所以呢，他们离开了那个老城，他们去到了一个新城。这个新城呢，是神建造的，这个是非常的惊奇的。
All right, well, we've mentioned many things going through these verses. I'm wondering if there are any questions. Just a few minutes now. We could have some questions, and then we'll carry on next week. Any questions?
所以呢，我们今天也讲了很多，所以呢，我就是想知道大家有没有问题，有问题呢，我们就回答一些问题，如果没有问题，我们下个星期呢会继续。
It's hard for us to put our minds into the mind of the Hebrew Christian.
所以对我们来说很难呢，用那些当时的希伯来基督徒的思维去思考。But
the very simple truth is that when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, all the old things pass away, and life is brand new with Jesus. You are born again.
所以呢，真理呢，其实是非常简单的。当你呢相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你所有的旧的东西都已经去了，你所有的东西都完全变成了新的，你有一个新的人生，因为你已经
Try not to bring the ways of the past, the thoughts of the past, into our understanding of the Bible. We don't have a new culture, but we do have a new heart, and it's far bigger than the culture.
所以呢，不要试图把那个过去的那些方式啊，过去那些想法带到你的新的人生里来说。 但是我们不是说有一个新的文化，我们实际上是有一颗新的心。All
right, well, that's our summary for today. We'll finish off the book of Hebrews next time. Again, if you have some questions, bring them along. I will try to help.
所以呢，我们就是说还有几分钟，今天呢。 我们下个星期试图结束学完这一本书，然后呢，今天呢，实际上就是说，还有大家有问题，他会试图回答。In
the meantime, thank you very much. What thrills me is that my voice is still working today. It wasn't very good this morning, but I've still got some. Praise the Lord. Thank you for praying.
I think Emily got a question.
我就是关于刚刚我们提到的这首歌，因为在之前我们不管是在国内还是在这里其他教会，我们唱过很多次这首歌。等于是说这首歌的这个录名是不对的，是吗？因为我们现在的诗班里面也有姊妹提到这首歌很好听，可不可以把这个里面的歌词改了啊？我们去练习。
So Emily's question is about that song you mentioned, that they should not sing, but She said they are very familiar with that song, and okay. Even they sing in China and in here in many places. She said if that is just this is one, this one word is one, maybe we can correct that and then sing that song.
All right. Well, Emily, I'm going to tell you the whole story. The piece is called the Via Dolorosa. And it's a nice piece, sounds good, and most of the words are good. The whole logic of the piece is built around the teaching that the Lord Jesus Christ walked the day he was crucified. He walked from the judgment hall, heading in a westward direction toward the place that is called Calvary. They call it Calvary. That particular route and the destination were determined by the Roman Catholic Church.
所以呢，这个呢特别的那条路线呢，实际上是由罗马天主教他们制定的。
There is no evidence in the Bible that that is the correct route.
所以呢，在圣经里呢，没有任何的证据证明那条路线是那样的。
The destination of that route is what they call Calvary. But that is in the city of Jerusalem, not outside.
所以呢，他们称为的那个格格塔山的那个目的地呢，是在耶路撒冷城内的，并不是在城门外的。
It has become a very famous route in the city of Jerusalem today.
所以今天呢，在那个耶路撒冷城呢，是一条 非常有名的一条路线。
Most people who go to Jerusalem today follow that route to see what happened.
大多数人呢，他们去耶路撒冷呢，就是走那条路线，走那条路线去看，发生了什么。
Along that route, the Roman Catholic Church has established certain shrines.
所以呢，在那个沿着那条路线的那些罗马的那些天主教制定的一些特殊的那些像那个敬拜的那样的地方。So
if you walk down that route today, you'll see a sign that says Jesus did this here, or these disciples did that there, and they say all kinds of things about the city of Jerusalem and the Lord Jesus, which the Bible does not say took place there.
所以呢，他们在那个制定的特殊的地点呢，做了一个标志，说呢，主耶稣基督在这里做了什么，门徒们在那里做了什么。 然后一个个的标志，然后实际上呢，这些他们所制定的出来的东西，在圣经里并没有很明白的讲出来。In
all probability, the Roman Catholic Church established these shrine points in order to get more money from the people who were walking down the street.
大概可能就是罗马天主教呢，他们特别制定了这些特定的这些点，就像这个点作为那种像那种神龛那样的，就是让人家付更多的钱去参观那样。
The Roman Catholic Church, unfortunately, have done much to distort the truth of God in favor of getting more money and power for themselves.
所以罗马天主教呢，它有很多方面呢，他们去改变了那个神的真理，这样呢，他们可以赚更多的钱，而且让他们自己变得更有权力。
So when you go to Jerusalem, I don't want you to go down the Via Dolorosa because it'll lead you astray. I don't want you to go west. I want you to go north.
因为如果你去耶路撒冷呢，我不想要你去沿着那条苦路，就主耶稣基督上十字架那条路在耶路撒冷城有，我不想让你走那条路，然后往西边走。我要你往北边走。
If you go north, you will find the logic of the Bible and the truth of modern archaeology as you go through the Damascus Gate up to Mount Calvary, and you see the place where Jesus was crucified, the garden behind, and a tomb similar to the one that he may very well have been laid in.
所以呢，如果你往北走，你从那个大马士革门出去的话，你会发现，就是说，这个是圣经上所描述的，也是现代考古学家所证实的。你出的那个大马士革门呢，上面呢，就有一个格格塔山，那个就是主耶稣基督被钉十字架的地方。然后在那个旁边呢，不远呢，就有一个当时的墓穴，跟那个圣经里描述的。
So it's not so much the words of that piece that are wrong, it's the whole concept of the Via Dolorosa that is very wrong.
所以呢，实际上呢，不是说这个这首歌里的某个词是错的，是整个的这个想法，这个概念，说这条主耶稣受难之路苦路。这条路是错了。
So, hard to understand and disappointing to hear, but unfortunately, that's the truth.
所以呢，非常难理解，也是呢，很失望的听到这个，但是呢，不幸的是，这是真理。
Any other questions, Chelsea?
Chelsea,
就是讲那个说关于吃的部分，那个旧约好多时候不洁净啊，不能吃。那我们现在怎么着？
This is about food. So, she said in the Old Testament, the food is clean food and unclean food. So what about us?
All right, that's a good question. I try to eat clean food. One night, my friend invited me to a banquet.
所以呢，这是一个好问题。我呢，一直尝试着去吃洁净的食物。有一天呢，他的朋友请他去吃一个宴。
There was a lot of clean food on the table, but some unclean food.
所以呢，在那个桌子上呢，有很多的洁净的食物，但也有一些不洁净的食物。
So I said, I don't live in the days of Moses. I don't have to eat only clean food. I'm going to eat some of that unclean food.
所以我在自己说呢，我不活在摩西那个年代，所以我不只是说。洁净的食物，我也准备要吃点不洁净的食物。
I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
所以在凌晨两点他醒了。
And I ran as fast as I could to the bathroom.
所以呢，他以尽快的速度跑到了厕所。
And I lost all my dinner.
所以他所有的吃的晚餐都吐出来。
And I said, I shouldn't have eaten that unclean food.
所以我就继续说，我不应该吃那不洁净的食物。
Now, it didn't affect my heart, but it sure affected my stomach.
所以呢，他说那些食物呢，对他的内心是不会有影响的，但确实是影响了他的胃。
God says, the food that I give you, it's good for you. You eat it and you'll be happy. You don't need to eat the unclean food. You eat the good food.
医生说呢，我把那些洁净的食物给你，你去吃它，对你的身体有好处。你根本没必要吃那些不洁净的食物。
When we had lunch in our house on Sunday, every Sunday we had roast beef.
所以当他在他家里吃午餐的时候，他们每一个星期天的午餐都是烤牛肉。
I never got sick from eating too much roast beef.
他从来没有生病，因为吃了太多的烤牛肉。
That's just one illustration. That's not a full theological answer, but it is an illustration answer.
这只是举了一个例子，用举一个例子来解释，并不是整个的神学的答案。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
More questions next week. If you've got some questions, more on this and other things, next week we'll have more questions.
所以呢，如果你还有问题的话，下个星期记得提出来，我们继续回答。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We wouldn't know anything for sure if we didn't have a Bible.
所以如果我们没圣经，我们不会对任何事情有真正的了解。
But in your mercy, Lord, you've taught us the Bible, and we thank you so much for that.
因为借着您的怜悯，您教导我们圣经，我们非常感恩。
Help us to understand it, help us to live it, help us to teach it, we pray.
所以帮助我们去理解，帮助我们活出来，帮助我们去教导，我们祷告。
And we ask it all now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这所有的一切，并且献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. 谢谢大家。